As you may have heard on our CBS Hourly News, five are dead, others are missing after a volcano popular with tourists erupted off New Zealand's eastern coast. Among the survivors is a San Francisco man. KCBS's Holly Kwan's been tracking this story, and she joins us live with the latest.
Yeah, Susan, Michael Shade says he and his family were standing on the edge of the volcano not 20 to 30 minutes before it erupted, blanketing White Island in heavy, choking gray ash. His video from the departing boat shows a bent helicopter in the background, groups of tourists waiting to be evacuated from a small pier in the foreground. Shade works here at Stripe in San Francisco and had been in New Zealand on a family vacation. He says his mother had been tending to one of the injured on their boat, but the victims seemed to be improving as they went along. Still a developing story, as it was not clear why tourists were continued to allow to visit the island while scientists had noticed that there was continuing volcanic activity there. I was reporting live, Holly Kwan, KCBS.